And up next, graduating with their BS in craft beer, is The Perfect Pour. Yes, BS stands for bullshit.
Welcome to The Perfect Pour, a show about things fun, interesting, the beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
And we are... I flunked. I never got my degree, but I still drink beer and bullshit my way through all the breweries. And like, I graduated.
I'm a doctor.
Dr. Beer. There's no, is there a Dr. Beer out there in the beer community? Somebody, using Dr. Beer?
Scotty B should be the first doctorate in beer.
I'll be Dr. Beer.
PHB.
Blueberry. I'll put blueberry in all my beers.
Yeah.
Blueberry Stout. Blueberry IPA. Blueberry.
Blue.
Coles.
Blueberry Seltzer.
We're just going to be hanging out with you for the next, 90 minutes maybe? Who knows?
We'll see.
We'll see.
Yeah. At this point, we're at how late can we stay up?
Hey. Well, I mean, it's 6 o'clock in the morning. We're trying to get drunk here. It's hard. It's difficult.
I love gold!
I'm Mikey. That's Nick.
I
don't know if we said it or not. I'm just getting in there. Like it matters.
Wedge it in.
I'm sure a new listener is like, dear God, they haven't said their names for like 2 minutes.
They're drunk already.
I don't know what's going on.
I think they're drunk already. Who let them start drinking early?
Yeah, speaking of, my first tailgate beer before we even started the tailgate recording, Urban Roots and Beechwood collab beer, Steely Jam.
No, you did.
West Coast IPA with Strata Mosaic Hops, 7.1%. This was donated to the show by Wazoo Corvette. Had it all. And then during the tailgate, I had half a bottle of the R&D series IPA number 4 from Russian River. Ever heard of it? Drinking an R&D beer from Russian River with Strata Idaho 7 and Sabro. Opened up last night and had half of it, put the other half in the refrigerator, thinking I'm going to get to it later. Never did get to it. So I got to it like 24 hours later and it was still fine. But I didn't even put a stopper on it or nothing.
What? Does Russian River know that?
I don't know. Oh, shit. Oh, damn it. I hope they're not listening.
Oh, I didn't mean it that way. I meant, do they know their beer could last overnight without a stopper?
No, I don't know, because I'm sure that's not what Vinny would like approve of like researching. Like, no.
Yeah.
It's not meant for it to be open for 24 hours and then still drink. I'll do that all the time, though, but I always forget about, because it's usually canned, so I'm sure there's a can stopper of some sort that you can put on.
A can stopper?
But, I've got the wine stoppers where you can, seal up a bottle that you've opened already, and I didn't think to do that. That's a big plus for bottles, whether it's, tall boys, the bombers or whatever bottle. The bombers.
Yeah.
You can put a stopper on
the bottles so you can save them overnight. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I haven't been in there in like a week, but our local bottle shop here, the Out of the Barrel, they're having some problems keeping it stocked. It's like they had to expand their bottle section. And I was and what? Like, it's almost half bottles. When I went in there, I was like, what's going on? I don't know if we talked about this last week or not. I think I might have just
forgot. No, this is new.
And I was like, I asked the girl, I was like, well, so are you guys like getting into bottles now? Or like, what's going on? He's like, oh, no, we've had all those bottles. We just had to stretch them out before, now because we're. She said that they're like really busy and they can't keep the can enough cans in because they're really busy. And I smelled a little bit of BS with that. I think there was something going on with
they're not getting inventory. Like
yeah, I think there's something going on there. That like they always have like a full door of Humble C, like a whole door of just Humble C, like a door you would only think you would see at Humble C Brewery. They would always have,
yeah.
And they had only one shelf of Humble C. So I feel like
it's kind of light for them.
Yeah, I feel like there's some issue. There's an issue going on, and I don't think the issue is like they're just so busy.
Mm-hmm.
She was towing a company line, I think.
Yeah,
I can smell like I've been working for the man for a lot of years. I know what towing the company lines sounds like, and
don't bullshit a bullshitter.
What are you drinking there?
I started with I'm doubling down on Wazoos right now. I started with a Moxa Welcome Young One. That was a hazy, so I drank it out of the can. I did not go into a glass. And I opened what I thought was a regular IPA. It turns out to be a triple, more lupulin than lupulin.
Mm-hmm.
West Coast triple from Slice and just Slice. Culture or Fresh. I guess this is a White Zombie reference.
Yes.
This one's kind of sweet.
That one too. Let me go. I'll go get it. Hold on. You just.
Oh, son of a. Well, Mikey's gone. Let's talk about.
Yeah,
the Sizzler.
It's like we're studioing together.
Oh, you have this too? I thought you had got a new beer.
I haven't opened it up yet, though. So,
oh, okay, we're good.
An audible here.
I love gold.
Let's get you nice and drunk.
Beer drunk.
I also have this Slice Beer Co. More lupulin than lupulin. More lupulin than lupulin. Thank you, Wazoo Corvette. What's your White Zombie? Yes. What's your opinion on White Zombie? Rob Zombie and White Zombie. What's your opinion?
I'm gonna go white.
Right.
Mostly for historical purposes. That was my first ever live concert. I was 14 years old.
Whoa. Where was it, here in Fresno?
Yeah, Wilson Theater.
Oh, Fresno. White Zombie at the Wilson. Who were they with?
Uh-huh. Prong opened for them.
Prong? Was I at that show?
Prong. Snap your fingers, snap your neck.
I like Prong. I think I might have been at that show.
Yeah, that was my first concert. 14, 1994.
Whoa.
Wilson Theater, downtown Fresno.
Now it's a stupid probably my first church.
Memorable downtown experience. That was a time in Fresno when you didn't really go downtown.
Yeah.
You know, Manchester was as far south as you went in my day.
That's true. Before we had baseball down there, before we had all the.
Oh, God, way before that, yeah. Tower. Went to Archer's Music, I guess, if you wanted that cool guitar.
Aw, Archer's.
Yeah, very first concert, White Zombie. So, yeah, not that Rob Zombie's not good, just all the memories.
So it's a West Coast triple. Oh, my God. I didn't know.
Terrible.
Until now.
I told you this. Were you not paying attention?
I know. I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, my God.
Mosaic, Simcoe, Citra, and Columbus Cryo. And that's the first time I've heard someone go Columbus Cryo. Like, oh, yeah. I like that Columbus hop that everyone's talking about. Yeah, it's a hot hop. You know what would be better? It was Cryo. Oh, yeah.
Cryoed it.
Finally, somebody cryoed Columbus hops.
Finally, after all these years.
Somebody's like, dude, fuck that Mosaic cryo. Give me some Columbus cryo.
Well, yeah. Who cares? Citra who?
It'll be great. Cryoed Columbus.
Columbus.
Okay, I guess.
Oh, and it's present in this beer. It's kind of the leader.
Yep.
I don't get much Mosaic or Citra out of this at all.
I'm not getting Mosaic or Citra either. I'm like you're saying what you were saying before is sweet, weren't you? What were you saying?
Yeah, it's very sweet. I know it's a triple, which is going to be sweeter than normal, but
yeah.
The dank is low on this one.
Low dank.
Low dank.
I'm going to put that as a tasting note and untap. Low dank.
Low dank. If you're looking for dank, look further.
Cryo's pulling down the dank.
Yeah, it's too bright.
They're innovating in that Columbus pop.
Cryo Columbus. Hey, do you have any of that Columbus Cryo? Holy shit, guys, this guy wants to buy
Cryo. We got me with the Columbus Cryo.
Like, do I tell him, like, do I pretend we don't have a lot of it?
Yeah, we cryoed our Columbus. We put it through our cryo machine. Oh, nice.
Well, you're the first one to ask about it, sir.
You're the first idiot to ask about it. What? First one to ask about it.
First one. If you're not first, you're last.
What's happening over there?
Did we get your opinion on White versus Rob?
Well, Louie's making an appearance on the show.
Oh, Louie wants
Louie sees something in the backyard. It could be many different animals. I'm White Zombie. I'm always banned over individual. So, oh, okay. I mean, I cannot think.
Well,
I cannot.
But you know why he changed the name, right?
No.
Oh, okay.
What happened?
So it's essentially the same. It's still, right. He didn't go solo per se. He just couldn't keep White Zombie because he shared the rights to it with his ex-wife. And when they split,
I didn't even know that.
He had to give up the rights to the White Zombie. So he changed it to Rob Zombie.
Oh, he like didn't like the. All the there was one of the band members he just couldn't stand, so he's like, "I'm going to Rob Zombie now. Fuck you."
Yeah, yeah. Mainly the woman he divorced, so because she was the bass player, I believe, in the band.
Oh, okay. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, and so when they split, he wanted to keep
playing music,
doing the Death Carnival style metal. So yeah, it's not like he didn't break apart from the band and go solo exactly. He had to change the name for legal reasons.
Well, I generally choose. I kind of meant to like Rob Zombie, like because he's a filmmaker and he's
Rob
Zombie
in that
stuff.
Respect, I get it.
Whatever.
Whatever. No.
But I'm always like, I cannot think. Huh? Can you think of anybody that you like better at that's from a band?
Okay.
That you like better as a solo? Like Sting or The Police.
Right.
Like, would. Like, no, no, like nobody's choosing Palm Wings over Beatles, right? I mean, is that person out there?
Like, no way, bro. Wings is way better than Beatles.
Wings, man. How could you? Yeah. Beatles who? Wow. Okay. I might have to circle back on this one. My first thought, the first one that comes to mind when you say it is Chris Cornell's solo album.
What?
Sometimes I like it better in Soundgarden. Wow. But all right. I don't know if that's 100%.
I mean, I'm open to thinking of something, but I've just never thought of like something mm-hmm. who's better as a soul after,
yeah.
after they left the band. I mean, no, I'm not talking about successful. I'm talking about like music.
Personal.
Like,
taste, yeah. Yeah, I don't have one yet, so I'm going to keep thinking about this.
Well, do you have any beer things to talk about?
Beer things? So the one thing I don't know, this is more of a question to see if you know. We had a garlic festival over the weekend. I don't know if there were any beer components as part of that. Hmm. Have you heard of anything from the garlic festival beer-wise?
Good question. I did not see any. You would think there'd be a garlic IPA. Like, that seems like at a garlic festival, that seems like an obvious thing. Not in the, you know, not canned and put at the end of Save Mart. Garlic IPA, but like,
if not gonna survive on that show.
No, but like, you know, you're at a festival. Like, what would garlic?
Yeah.
What style lends best to garlic? I don't know why I'm just thinking of IPA, but
you need some Sculpin garlic.
Yeah, garlic Sculpin.
Garlic Sculpin. That's what you're missing in your life right now.
No, I don't. I hate garlic.
Oh, you do? Oh, okay.
Sorry, no wonder you didn't go. Sorry. I just lost the listeners. Poor listeners.
Shut it down.
I was hanging on, and then Mikey said he hates garlic, so I'm out.
Would have been five stars, but one star, not my style garlic. Mm-hmm. I want the garlic in my life. If only the Perfect Four would mention garlic more.
Yeah, sorry.
In their podcast. All right. Yeah, I'm sure there was. I was curious if you heard anything about it. We wanted to go. My father-in-law played at the festival.
Ah. Chicken Whiskey Band was there.
But we just, the Chicken and Garlic Band. I don't know if they did
garlic that. Chicken. Sure, you like garlic chicken?
Ooh, garlic chicken. That sounds good. Anyways, a bunch of marketing this week. So I think we're going to have some fun with this one being that, Mikey, I feel like you believe the same as I do that we are both marketing agents in our past lives.
Well, all the genius names we've come up with on the show. I mean, of course.
Yeah. So, here's craft beer marketing for the week of 5
whatever this is
2022
May.
Maybe don't use serial killers in your craft beer marketing.
Oh, yes, I saw that.
Did you see that?
Oh gosh.
So a mixed four pack that celebrates Jeffrey Dahmer, Edmund Kemper, John Wayne Gacy, and Richard Ramirez.
Yeah. Not real.
Known as the murder box.
Yeah.
Nah, no.
No, that was a pretty terrible decision. I mean, it got that brewery a lot of attention, but yeah.
Okay.
No. I mean, you don't want to be down with,
down with the sickness.
Down with the sickness there.
If we could just entertain this for a second. The Dahmer Pilsner.
No, I don't want to entertain it for any more seconds.
Why is that the style chosen for Jeffrey Dahmer?
I don't know. I don't know what the Pilsner link is. I don't want to know what it is.
What does that say about 90% of the brewers in the world?
I don't, yeah.
Oh my gosh. None of these make sense, but the Dahmer Pilsner just...
I don't, I can't even, I don't, Jesus.
Yeah.
It was some Virginia brewer, was it?
Yeah, it was. Let's see. Adroit Theories, Murder Box. Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
Okay. Mikey's moving on. All right. Also in marketing, don't steal my trademark. Stone settles the trademark lawsuit with rival craft brewery over the "Keep It Juicy" tagline.
Oh, they settled that, huh? I figured they're gonna.
They settled it
because that was pretty close. They got you on that one, Stone.
They gotcha.
They gave him some cash. They got that cash from Michelob.
we're paying it forward. In other words, yep. Here's some Michelob money for
Here's some of that Michelob money. There you go, kid. I think Stone needs to worry about distributing their beer more than because nobody really. I mean, the only buzz I hear about someone is always about the lawsuits. I never hear about the beer anymore.
Innovative beers, yeah. I don't know if we just don't have representation in the Valley anymore.
Yeah,
but
I don't know.
Beers are not as forward on the shelves as they used to be. I've kind of noticed them. Obviously I've said it before, we shop at Sprouts often, and they continually have Stone Bombers.
Yeah, I was going to say they're actually one of the spots to go to for Stone things is
Sprouts. Yeah. It's strange, but I mean, if you want some Ruin 10 and a Bomber, that's your jam right there. Total Wine does carry their mix packs quite often. The most recent, I think, is the IPA mix pack.
Yeah, those are like the two sources now in Fresno.
Yeah,
Arrogant
Bastard isn't even like. Mm-mm. You walk into BevMo and you got to go way in the back and kind of dust it off the shelf. It's
hard to find the enjoy buys. I found it in the Madera Ranchos market. The last time I found it, I'm like, which is a weird.
Did they do a 420 this year? I didn't even think.
I had it.
Okay. Well, maybe that's where I heard of it. Maybe you had it. Mm-hmm. It was a hazy, right?
Yeah. Well, I think they're all hazy.
Are they all hazy now?
The enjoy buys are, I think, are all hazy.
Haze forward.
Mm-hmm. Or haze positive.
He's positive. So yeah, Stone said, "Hey, we got a few bucks. We'll share."
Greg, sorry about that, Greg. You need to tear it all down. Go back to studs.
Yeah, start fresh.
Yep.
Just as the Dios visit Napa, Stone is no longer there.
Oh yeah. What else?
More marketing news. Have you ever heard of the Crushy Awards?
No, I know I haven't because that's funny. And if I had heard him before, I wouldn't have laughed. So, crushing award. Is this for like easy drink? Is this not awards for easy drinking beers?
Yeah, this is the champion easy drinker.
Who is it? Who did this?
Who did what? The Crushy Awards?
Yes. Who came up with the Crushies?
Oh, I don't know.
Dude, I got to win a Crushy this year.
I got a Crushy.
What do you think? You think this is good enough for a Crushy?
Learn more about the Crushy Award.
Yeah. Click on Learn More About Crushy Awards. I'll pour some beer.
The CBMA Crushy Trophies were designed and manufactured.
Crushy Trophies.
Craft Beer Marketing Awards. So this is a real, this is the Craft Beer Marketing Awards.
Oh, it's real.
Oh, it's real. The Crushy.
Get that coveted Crushy.
Is a heavily tattooed arm crushing a beer can to symbolically represent how beers are crushing it. This is a whole thing in itself.
It's a whole thing.
That's a whole thing. So Platinum Crushies are the most prestigious nomination within the region.
Everyone knows that.
Yeah. Gold Crushies.
Gold!
Why don't we have a Gold Crushie yet?
Oh, damn it. This is what's pissing me off is why didn't we do this? That because I was like, fuck. I hear somebody saying the Crushies. I'm like, God dang it.
Like the Dundies, like we should have started the Crushies.
Yeah, whenever you hear a good idea as a creative, you're just like, son of a bitch, who did that? And you're like, why are you pissed at that? Because I didn't come up with it. That's why.
Fucking good. That's why.
Fucking good. I should have come up with that. The Crushies. Damn it.
Damn it.
Well, I guess that's why they're marketing people. They know what they're doing.
Well, this year's Crushy Award for new best label went to New Trail Brewing in Pennsylvania.
New Trail, Pittsburgh, Tom, go check out New Trail right now. Stop what you're doing.
Send it to our PO box.
Play this for your boss. Say, hey, Mikey, tell me I gotta go.
Williamsport, Pennsylvania.
I'll sign off on it. I'll give you my
we're doctors now. Where you got a PhD?
Yeah,
PhB.
I'll give you a prescription to go get some more beer during your work shift.
More beer.
Not more cowbell. It's more beer. I got a fever.
Global Crushies.
The only prescription is more beer. Is there anything from the Crushies that we recognize?
Oh man, there's a lot of awards.
But like you
don't model see design, anything, brand identity.
You don't see any logo. Designs that we know.
I don't know how to navigate this yet. I just found the cool logo. Original video.
They didn't steal that
sustainable
video.
Yeah. Best can design.
Ooh. That's some tough competition. You want to talk about the IPA category at Craft Brewers at the World Beer Cup. That's tough, obviously, but best can design? Whew, good luck finding like the definitive best can design. There's probably 10,000 best cans.
You've heard of New Realm, haven't you?
Yes.
They took the Platinum Crushy for best can design, 16 ounce. There's best can design Crowler. Best can design sleeves. No, I don't want to stay informed. Can I go back to this reading for free?
They want your email, Nick. They want that email. Oh, that fucking juicy email. They just want that shit.
Maybe I'll do some research while you're culturing and see what I can find if we recognize anything. So yeah, this is a whole thing. This one goes beyond just the one label I was talking about.
Well, I expect that they will involve us in the crushies next year. So
exactly.
All the people involved in the crushies, make sure that
their mistake
for, because we can work with each other, help each other out here. This may be a crushy, but it's, I don't like to mention anything non-indie beer on this show. Historically, you know, oh, this.
Really? You?
You're a long listener. But Stella Artois is making an unfiltered Stella.
Oh my.
Cause there was a time period before I like officially crossed over as like, I only drink craft beer guy. You know, I would, you know, work in a Stella here and there.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it felt like I was really stepping it up when I'm like, got a 12-pack of Stella. I'm like, yeah, I got some money this week. The rich. But they're making an unfiltered Stella out there now. So, I mean, I guess I can't buy it anymore, but I just thought it was interesting. Did you enjoy your American Craft Beer Week this week, Nick? Did you know it was American Craft Beer Week?
I totally knew it was
Stella Artois,
Craft Beer Week.
American Craft
Beer. And I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was a good week. Good week of crafting. Again, get with us, American.
There is a podcast host on the panel. No. You too could be a judge for.
Oh, who is it?
This Beer in Front podcast, David Zalatoris.
Mm. Beer in Front, Party in the Back.
There you go. Yeah, I think we've made that joke before.
Wait,
were they on the list of 15 podcasts you should know and we weren't on it?
Maybe we are on that one. Yeah, I've not heard one of their episodes. I'm sorry. All I know is they were after us. Only the beerists can claim to be before us, and that one I don't even know. I assume they were.
There's a guy from LinkedIn on the panel.
We didn't start this show as a weekly show. We went quite a while. Nick and I. But yeah, just every other week. That went for a little while, over a year, I think. So we're behind on episodes where we normally would be. But I think we started around the time the beer started. And was not aware of them before we started, but afterwards became aware of them. And then the grandfather of craft beer podcasts was Craft Beer Podcast, right? And they're no longer around. And then the Session was a thing, but they're like a brewery. There was a radio show that sort of morphed into a podcast as they railed against podcasts, beer podcasts. They became a beer podcast. But I like the Session, though. I'm not really.
I like the Session.
I mean, outside of their, they made fun of podcasts for a long time, and now they're solely a podcast, which is the irony.
This just in: Once Upon a Time voicemailer Loyo from Drake's. She is on the panel for the CBMAs.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
So she was a judge in this for a crushy.
Loyo was a crushy judge.
She's a crushy judge. I'm proud and also hurt she did not call in to tell us that these existed and
is kind of,
that she was doing this.
Yeah. She should have 100% told us. Like, guys.
I'm a crushy. I'm going to crush you.
Judging the crushies. You need to talk about this on the show. Yeah, I am kind of in it. But Loyo, come on, man. Let's mess up.
Come on, man. This is an a long list. I'm still scrolling.
Oh my gosh.
It's beginning to make me feel like there's pretty much everybody here except for us.
I'm going to throw in a look it out for. We're talking about White Zombie earlier and drinking this. I'm still drinking this more Lupulin than Lupulin. And there's another White Zombie inspired beer out there. Three Weavers and Smog City collab for more wizard than human.
Interesting.
Yeah. And that's a hazy IPA, and they're canning it and all that. So, and I think it's more, you know, I think it's Three Weavers. This is the lead on it. So it might be just a brewery only release though. So go to Three Weavers. They're in the Inglewoods. Chew can go get it. Their gym.
I'm still scrolling panel judges, by the way.
Wow. Well, we got one. The Perfect Pour has some influence on that on the Crushies panel. So that makes me happy. Good job, Loyo.
Another podcast. Talk beardy what? To me. Like nerdy, but beardy.
Yeah. Is that a beer cup podcast?
Yeah, that's Lindsay like Greer.
Beard sounds like
just brewer, a beard podcast topic. Host, and Cicerone.
Oh,
she's Cicerone. A panelist.
Mm-hmm.
Chicharrones.
Well, make sure to ignore us next year, Crushies.
We're starting our own.
Yeah, we're starting our own Crushies.
Freshie Awards. We're starting Freshies. Check your dates.
The freshies. Only fresh. If it's beyond 3 days old, throw it in the street.
That's right.
Don't drain pour it. You throw it in the street. Because when you drain pour something, it goes back into the water system.
That's right.
If you just throw it in the
street. Get people drunk.
Yeah, you know, yeah. It goes back in water and then it gets filtered. Like, it's still getting used. So there's like a level of respect to it still. You throw a bad beer, you throw it out in the street, that's gone. It's just going to splatter in the street and it's going to evaporate and it's gone.
Yeah, it's gone.
That's some
ABV wasted.
Like, yeah. Fuck this beer, and you throw it out in the middle of your street. Your neighbor's like, boy, Greg's throwing beer out into the street again. Good luck driving to work tomorrow morning. Driving through glass.
Right.
What was I supposed to do? It was a shitty beer. Of course I'm going to throw it out in the middle of the street, John. Hey, man, you got to stop throwing beer out in the middle of the street with the glass and everything. What the fuck else am I supposed to do with it? Jeez.
I hope this doesn't sound.
It does.
Bad or off key, but there is quite a few women on this panel who are in craft beer, and it's good to see. Don't get me wrong. It's very cool to see this. But it's probably close to 50-50 women to men on this panel. Nice.
They must have really focused on that.
Yeah. And I promise, I don't mean that in a bad way. I'm really happy to see this.
Yeah.
It's just surprising. Like, wow, this is cool. It's
good to point out. Good to,
yeah.
Good to see that they're doing that. I wonder who started that then. Damn it.
How do we not know about the beer marketing awards?
Yeah. Yeah. Why is this? It does feel like the first time we've mentioned this. Is this a new thing? The beer marketing awards? That seems like an obvious thing.
It might be new. They only have 3 years worth of winners galleries. Facts.
See, this is something we would have relied on Matt to like know about, and you wasn't telling us, man.
What is a Crushy Award? Do you want to
tell us about the Crushies?
They were designed and manufactured by the same NYC firm that creates the prestigious Emmy Awards,
New York City, and MTV
Moon Man statue. Oh, this is about the award itself.
Yeah, the actual.
So the same people that make the Moon Man from MTV make a Crushy.
Dang.
How do I purchase a Crushy Award?
Yeah, exactly. How do I purchase that Crushy Award? How could a podcast be awarded a Crushy?
Yes. How do we stuff the ballot box?
Mm-hmm. We've got some. Can good
judges
listeners.
Enter their own work? Yes. Judges will not be reviewed on their own work.
Fuck you. I'm going to review my own work.
I'm the best.
I am the whiz. Nobody beats the whiz.
Take me to a smaller room.
Sir, this is not the room. Oh, yes. Very good. Very nice. Sir, this is the elevator. This is not the room.
How much does it cost to enter? What?
So that's you're trying to get in on the Freshies. You got to pay to get in the Freshies.
I'll pay if I get a Crushy. I don't give a shit.
You can't just
buy my Crushy. Show up. Who are the judges?
And get a Crushy. You got to pay money. We got Loyo in there. We're getting it. We're going to have to pressure.
Project Rezone?
Yeah, we're going to have to pressure her.
Project Rebrew. We're going to buy our own Crushy. Loyo.
All right, here it is. We got a lot of Golden Gut money we can throw at
That's right.
What do you need? You need a roller? You need a roller for your garage? You need a food roller? We can get you that.
You need a food roller? We get you that.
Yeah. We'll just be a donation. We'll say, you want a beer fridge? We'll get you a beer fridge.
That's right. What's it take?
And then, maybe 2023 Freshies, maybe we see Perfect Four on there, huh?
We see some Perfect Four in there. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't it be hilarious if we won and didn't know? What if we saw our name on this list right now?
We don't win anything, sorry.
I know we don't, but that's the joke. Is like if we won, we wouldn't know.
No, exactly.
We've been trying to contact you about your extended warranty.
Yeah. Oh shit. Yeah, I gotta do that. What are we gonna do?
Will you call me tonight and leave me a voicemail?
Oh my gosh, we're one of those podcasts that trust the listeners of the show to provide things for us, like content.
We trust you.
We're nuts. I'm telling you, this guy's off his rocker. 559-492-0542. That is the voicemail line that's on there 24/7, every day. 7 days.
All day?
Yeah, all day. Even all seven of the days. Even the day that God says the rest, the voicemail line is still working.
Nobody rolls on the Sabbath.
Yep. Summer Thomas! Only emergencies, dude. You can also email us some audio, perfectboardpodcast@gmail.com, and send that file over to us. We ask you to keep it tight and just give us a little pour report, something interesting going on in the your beer community that Perfect Board listeners want to know about. We're here for it. And let's start off with some voicemails. Regular.
Hey, style. Guys. Hey, what's going on, guys? Florida Steve. Hey.
Florida Steve.
Florida Steve.
I'm washing. I'm actually just hanging out outside. Beautiful day here in South Florida. Mm-hmm. Nice and sunny. few wispy clouds up in the air.
Yeah, I love the wispy beautiful. Clouds.
I just got done enjoying a nice new beer, Platte Park Brewing Company White Pear Sour. It was actually pretty good. It came in a 16-ounce can. It's delicious. Yes.
Delicious.
But, yeah, it's just a nice, quiet Sunday afternoon.
Getting us a porta potty.
Nice. I'm washing the car, just kind of cleaning up things a little bit outside.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, guys, just enjoying life. Anyway, guys.
That's good.
Oh, and Nick, I just want to give a shout out to you and a cheers personally. Thank you for your condolences for my pup Tyson. I really appreciate it. He was a member of the family for 7 years, and we miss him dearly. But we're gonna take a little break from having a dog for a little while, and we're gonna kind of take our time trying to find a new member of the family, a new dog. So, thank you guys. Thank you, Nick. Thank you, Mikey. Everything you do. And Matt, happy sabbatical. I hope you come back soon. Yeah, that's it. That's all I got, guys. Keep up the great work. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you for the
Steve. Oh, it's good to hear from Florida Steve.
Many condolences. All us animal people know how difficult that is.
Hurts, don't it?
When you have somebody, animal that's with you every day, and your little house, your little whatever it is you have, and you have this animal there for years with you every day. It's
mm-hmm.
it doesn't. It's hard to. It's hard. Thanks for Steve. That's all our traditional voicemails. Let's go see who recorded some stuff and sent it into the show. By the way, Iceland. I'm still still looking at you, Iceland. According to a service we subscribe to, we are doing just great in Iceland.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's an accomplishment or not, but we're high up on the, not only the beer, forget about the beer charts, the food, Iceland's food podcast charts, we're up there. Now, again, I can't confirm this because I'm not in Iceland. I'm not looking at their Apple podcasts.
You haven't made it to Iceland yet?
So I don't know. Yeah, I've not gotten there yet. I would like to. I ride it on my, I have a Peloton. And on Peloton, there's like three different Iceland rides. And I ride around Iceland on my Peloton. Yeah, it's very embarrassing to have a Peloton for some reason.
Oh my. Those are not words I ever expected to hear on this podcast.
I have a Peloton.
Oh.
So there's three. I've ridden around Iceland many times.
Nice. Yeah.
And it's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful country. So I'm still looking for
the secret life of Mikey Mitty, huh?
Still looking for somebody from Iceland to contact us and say, yes, I am in Iceland and I listen to the show.
Hey, yo, what's up? It's 2UB here.
What's up,
the Perfect Podcast crew. How you vatos doing?
Yeah.
Check it out, homie. I got a little dilemma.
Chilling.
It ain't Fontana Jim's last voicemail. Hey, my voicemail got him to call in, so that's a big ups. That's a win-win situation on my behalf, right? We got more voicemailers. Yeah. Check it out. My dilemma is my wife, Holmes. We all have beer budgets. My beer budget's about $350 to $400 a month.
Oh my God.
That my wife is a craft beer enthusiast like myself, she's cutting into my budget. So my question to you guys and to the listeners, especially the ladies out there that are craft beer enthusiasts and, you know, have a budget and, my dilemma is, how do I get her to get her own goddamn budget and stop taking off of my budget? Because now, you know, my $400 budget went from $400 to like $300, you know, and I'm scared that within a month, you know, starting this summer, it's going to drop to $200 because she's going to be using the other half for herself.
Like,
so how do I get her to create her own budget and leave mine the fuck alone, because that's my beer money. If you have noticed, I haven't been logging in a lot of beers because she's been drinking my shit. She was drinking lagers and pilsners, and now she's fucking into hazies. She's drinking triple hazies, imperial hazies, homie.
No, honey,
she
don't
loves
get
them because
hazies.
They're sweeter.
I think I love hazies,
and they get her, no, they give her a great buzz. Hazies. So, I've created a monster. I created issues for myself. I've created my worst enemy now. I'm just kidding. But what do I say to her for her to create her own budget without pissing her off? And then me being in a doghouse. I don't want to be in a doghouse. I like sleeping in my bed. I love my wife, but I don't love that she's drinking my budget, homie. So if callers call in, ladies, especially the ladies, how do I go by and letting her know she needs her own fucking budget? It's affecting me. I've been drinking more whiskey and bourbon because I don't have that much income for beer now, because you know, all I got left is stouts, and I'm gonna have to start hitting some stouts this weekend.
Yeah,
and it's gonna be a hot weekend. We're gonna be in the 90s.
Empty out that,
and, you know, a nice crispy pale ale sounds delicious, or a West Coast, but
stouts.
Let's see what happens.
Stouts, bro.
I'll give you a call back. Hopefully, I didn't run out of time. And Jim, it's not 2 minutes, homie. You got a 3 minute mark. This is Chew Your Beer. You had to watch it. Peace out, eh?
He's out. Chew made it under 3 minutes, so give him credit.
Under.
He doesn't right. always do that, so give Chew credit. You get me under 3 minutes. All right. So Chew has a dilemma. His wife, his wife is getting into craft beer. She's like, I like all the beers, even hazy.
I need the budget.
And he's like, but I only have budget for me. And now he's got it like, yeah, Chew, from my perspective, as somebody who's going on their 20th anniversary this weekend, you give her all the beer that she wants, and you're just going to have to deal with it.
Suck it up.
Yeah, you're going to have to suck it up. And if you can't suck it up, then you have to find some overtime at work, because
that's right.
You cannot just be like, hey, like, you're stealing my budget. You can't do that.
And you can't get the shoe budget.
If your partner wants more of beer or whatever it is, you say, yep. And you got to figure it out yourself. Like, how am I going to get more money for beer? So this is. Your dilemma is, the answer to your question is not like, how do I get her to like do less beer for my budget? You gotta be like, how do I bump up my budget, beer budget? So you've gotta find more income sources for your beer
inflation,
budget.
Inflation, man.
Or are you just gonna have to drop that Netflix subscription, something?
There you go.
That old thing like, you're complaining about not having enough money, but you got that cell phone, don't you? Like, yeah, fucker. Everybody has a cell phone. Okay, shut up. Like, oh, you can just drink one less Starbucks coffee. I'm like, nah, dude, I don't even drink Starbucks coffee. Shut up. Yeah. So let's send us your budget. We'll look it over, see where we can find some move some money around. And if you got to work, you know, 5 hours more a week so you can keep that beer budget, then you got to do it. I don't like that Chew's drinking hard liquor. That I don't like that. Maybe
no.
Maybe we can start sending Chew some money from the Golden God Fund. I don't know.
There we go. Get him more beer.
We're gonna have to run this to the Golden God board and see if they want us to subsidized Chew's drinking.
Cash infusions to Chew Your Beer.
He's like, yeah. I was having some problems against beer budget, but then this podcast started paying for my beer. So that's cool now. And I think that is our voicemails for the week. I'm just double checking our emails, and it would appear so. All right. Thank you guys for chiming in. If you got a pour report or any kind of thing that the listeners of the show you think would enjoy, let us know, man. All the show notes always have the links that you need, basic links that you need. So perfectpourpod.com or just look at whatever podcast player you're using. Usually you can look at the show notes and the links will show up and you can click them and do all the things that you're instructed to do with the links. Hyperlinks.
Hyper.
The world is all hyperlinks. We're just living it. The Nick 80 out of tap.
Hey.
What have you been drinking?
I'm logging in.
Logging into on tap.
Logging in.
Oh, no. Tap. This is the first time you've logged in on tap this week.
Pretty much.
Boo.
Quadraphonic stereo. Yes, that was a recent purchase, but an old beer.
Yeah.
That batch is still from February.
Yeah, February batch. I mean, it didn't hold up. It wasn't very shelf stable, is what I heard.
It was, yes, it turned. You said you had it the week before.
Right.
And it was okay, and the week I had it was, in my opinion.
Well, yeah.
Starting to not be so good.
But I think you're right, because... Well, if you remember, it wasn't last week, I don't think, but maybe it was the week before, where I was thinking, like maybe I had the COVID, because I'm like, all these beers are tasting the same or tasting old to me. Mm-hmm. And one of those beers I was referencing was that beer. So I was like, maybe it's me. Maybe I'm the one. Me. Maybe I'm the one that sucks. No.
Maybe. Wait, is no.
Me? No, it's got to be COVID or something. Can't be me.
Cannot.
So, yeah, I was blaming.
So, yeah. So, you were probably on the cusp of it turning, and by the time I got it, it had definitely turned.
And like we were talking about with Mosaic last week, it's like Mosaic is the best hop out there for IPAs, but also once it goes... It's not a shelf. It's not a shelf stable hop. You want that Mosaic. Hell yeah, you want that Mosaic, but it's got to be under that 3 month mark for sure. Like,
oh yeah,
Mosaic, it's like a 2 month mark, and then after that, it's like no, don't.
Just don't.
An IPA with Mosaic heavy. IPA that's 4 months old, it's over. Call it a day. Throw it out into the street.
4 months? Damn. Uh-huh.
Anything else you remember drinking this week, Nick? I mean, I'm just shocked.
I'm looking back. I checked in on Untappd. Oh, here
maybe
we go.
You should start sending some beer to chew.
Oh, another round of Pitch Harmonics from New Glory.
Okay.
West Coast IPA. Mm-hmm. Oh, New Glory has become the West Coast IPA brewers of the summer of 22. Yeah. Like, all the beers they're doing right now are West Coast. Which makes me very happy.
You guys went to Sacramento once. Did you go to New Glory? Mm-hmm.
No, we didn't.
I've probably said this before in the show, but like, never hear anything about their tap room. I'm like, I need to see New Glory's tap room.
Yeah,
we need a pour report from New Glory's tap
room. Pour report. Also from New Glory. Oh, gotta go back to Untappd. Granddaddy Burps.
Sure.
That was a good one. Nice solid beer. I also had the R&D IPA number 4 from Russian River.
Yeah, because I saw that on their Instagram. I was like, I wonder if we're going to get that. Probably not. And then, like, the next day I saw it at the market. I was like, oh, shit, yeah.
Yeah. Put it in the cart. And then, you know, good old Tuesday night at the farmer's market. Had some Barrel House. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait a minute. Wait. I went to a graduation party on Saturday.
Whoa.
There was a mixed pack of Sierra Nevada.
Your nephew graduated?
No. This was a daughter of my cousin's.
Okay.
Graduation party. And so there was a Sierra Nevada mixed pack in the cooler.
Somebody did that? Did you do that or somebody else did it?
No, somebody else did that.
Was it a guy from the Perfect Pour, formerly known as from the Perfect Pour?
No. This is the eldest brother of Zach's Brewing.
Oh, okay.
The eldest Zach.
The one that used to work for the city of Fresno?
That's the one, yes.
Oh.
His daughter also graduated from high school this year. And so they threw a shindig and they had a cooler packed full of mixed packs.
Nice. What and was so, the mixed pack Sierra party?
It was a mixed pack party, yes.
Dude, we got to do. I saw today on Instagram, it was a security board video. Okay. And like it had like 10 women come in with like different, their security, their version of security board. And so like, you know, it'd be like a traditional one with cheese and blah, blah, blah. And then somebody would have like a bunch of like ho-hos and like those kind of things.
Like a dessert charcuterie?
Yeah, exactly. Like all kinds, like just kept coming in with like, boom, put different charcuterie boards that were just all crazy stuff. But all good.
Wow. But all good.
But I was like, wow, we need to do that with a beer. Like a mix. So it sounds like somebody was like, bring only mixed packs. Like a mixed pack party.
A beer charcuterie.
Beer charcuterie.
All right.
And you
bring your favorite mixer, huh?
Get yourself a big slab of a cutting board and put a bunch of beers on it. I'm like, yeah. And be like a Santa Rosa charcuterie board and be like all Russian River and Hen House on there. I'm like, wow.
Wow. Ooh. Wow. Not just Sierra Nevada and Stone?
Well, no, it's Santa Rosa.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, you can do a Stone one. You can do a Sierra Nevada one. I hear they're there's a Porter release. They're releasing some
Sierra Nevada Porter?
Yeah, I think you got to be at the brewery, though.
Damn it.
But there's a little buzz about this here about Sierra Nevada Porter.
Why?
What's your go-to? Somebody on Twitter did this a few weeks ago, and I apologize.
Okay.
I'm not going to be able to reference the person that properly at this point, but what's your favorite Sierra Nevada beer that isn't the pale ale?
Ooh, man.
Take the pale ale out, because obviously everyone's going to be like, oh, pale ale.
Narwhal is my favorite production beer that's not pale ale. But, what's the triple that's coming back around? Is it Hoptimum?
Isn't it?
I've been seeing it all week, and that
with
was
the
supposed
guy,
to be looking
up
for
it. With the guy with the hop head.
Not Hop Bullet. Summerfest, no,
but yeah, that's coming.
Scrolling,
back. Summerfest.
I'm scrolling.
Coming. I think Summerfest is one of those beers that are just available at the breweries, kind of thing.
Oh, it is Hoptimum Triple IPA.
Yeah, that
one's coming back this year.
The steampunk guy with this hop.
Yeah, head. Very steampunk guy. Yeah, he's mad scientist steampunk.
Oh yeah, hell yeah.
Like, look what I've created.
Great. This crazy beer with crystal malt.
It's crazy. But if we're talking exclusive, like brewery only.
Yeah, that's all I
They did about. A maple stout one time.
Ooh.
And I think Mario brought us the bottle.
Oh, that's right. That's one of the things we missed by not having guests over at the show. Is like,
yeah, no exclusive.
We miss our reps.
Brewery only exclusive.
Over. We definitely miss the reps coming over and dropping beer. But every once in a while, a rep would come over and not bring beer. And I'm like, what the fuck, dude?
But yeah, you're just here to hang out?
I'm like, yeah, I'm just That's here to weird. Hang out. I'm like, bro. Nah. You're a rep. No.
This isn't a Dutch Bros.
I'm like, oh, I guess you could have some of the beers from the bad beer drawer.
Oh, bad beer drawer.
We heard there's a rep coming, so we kind of like anticipated you bringing beer.
Do we have a decade-old beer in the beer drawer yet?
Maybe. Ooh. We'll check in with that next week. Next week on the Perfect Pour, is there a beer that is 10 years old?
This is what's going to get us a crushy next year.
Oh, man. Kind of suspense. Yeah, we got to step up our game. We got to get that one of those crushes.
Our teasers are not good
enough. But if there's like two beer podcasters on the judging board, we'll never get it because they'll never give it to us. Beer podcasts or everyone's like very like, you know, talk behind your back, bitey.
Like, really?
Oh yeah, that's great. You guys are doing great. You know what? Those guys really aren't very good.
That's what they don't talk about tasting notes.
They're not very good. It's a terrible podcast.
They talk about what they're doing while they're drinking beer. Who does that?
They yammer. You know, those podcasts.
They tangent way too often.
They have so many
tangents. Especially since Matt's been gone. They tangent all
the time. Oh, yeah. Now that Matt's gone, they go crazy with their tangents.
Oh, my God. Is that the first tangent about tangents?
Yeah. Nah, probably not.
Have we hit a new record on the Perfect Pour?
Tangented tangents before.
We tangented tangents.
Yeah. I mean, ask Matt. I don't know.
Yeah, that's probably the reason he left.
He's like, I'm tired of tangents. I can't do it anymore.
Like, can we make our tangents relevant to our world?
Can we at least have just one tangent and then end it? Not double tangents. You got tired Tangential. Of the double tangents.
I love gold.
All right. Well, this is a lot. I'm off tomorrow, so
I'm good. Good.
But I do have to get my kid to school, so there's like a there's a dilemma here. I gotta make sure to not be hungover, but also like I don't have to go to work. I just gotta
high chance of grumpiness tomorrow. Is that what you're saying?
Is my child tomorrow? I mean, child. They take care of themselves.
That's right. Cloudy with a high chance of grumpiness. More at 11.
These kids today. I saw somebody on TikTok with like I don't know what my generation is, Generation X or something. I don't know. I don't understand math. So I don't know what generation I'm supposed to be in.
Math is hard.
Well, somebody like my age was like, when I was a kid, nobody cared where the fuck you were at. You just went outside all day long and nobody called anybody and nobody, you could just be, and then it all, and then one day, and like 2 days later, they finally found you, and then they beat your ass as a kid, and that's how we liked it, and that's how we lived. I'm like, Jesus Christ, you had some terrible parents. When I was five, my parents knew where I was at, knew what I was doing.
It
was just one of these people that are like, yeah, you millennials, you don't know what it's like. Because I used to walk around and hold a live wire in my hand and walk around the neighborhood and nobody cared. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm sorry you had terrible parents, but That's not your that's not my generation. All right, bro. You're not my generation.
Right. Talking about my generation.
Sorry. I did a tangent.
Stopping this guy.
Where am I at? Where are we at? Wait, we've been caught. We drank the beers. Oh, did you do all yours? I don't think I did all mine. That's where I think.
I think you're in the middle of yours.
All right. 459 of these. I mean, think about that. Think once in a there isn't a week that goes by that I don't think about how many of these. And then I include Dorktowns in with it.
Oh, man, yeah.
And then, I mean, Flowing with Famous and Get Off My Podcast, sure. But those shows I'm pretty sober for, usually. Dorktown and Perfect Pour, I'm drinking beer. And that's a lot of things happen. There's a lot of things that happen that we have no memory of. All right?
Oh, man.
What we're doing right now, 10 episodes? I have no idea, I guess. Well, other than that Russian River R&D series beer that's just been popping off, and the beers I've talked about already on this show, a very metal beer I had, Titans of Creation from Morgan Territory Brewing, the Kolsch.
Wow.
It is a Testament beer. It was like a collab with Testament. It's very metal.
Very metal.
And I like Kolsch. I will take a Kolsch over a lager any day. So
what? You heard it here.
Pizza Port Brewing, San Diego's Pizza Port Brewing, Ocean Air. This is extremely cheap. It's weird how Pizza Port, hey, I don't know if I've said this or not, but before in the show, Pizza Port comes in at a pretty awesome price range. Like, I don't know what Pizza Port's doing, but here in Fresno, and I don't know if it's different in San Diego. I mean, I've been to a Pizza Port, and I mean, I know, and I don't, they're cheap. Pizza Port's a cheap beer when you're
it's in the very craft reasonable beer. Yeah,
so I don't know what's going on there. I've never heard of anyone let's get Beer Night in San Diego to investigate this, because why is Pizza Port so cheap? Like, how are they doing that? Because it's great beer. They make really good beer, but they're one of the least expensive craft beers you can buy here in Fresno, in California.
Yeah.
So what? Why are they?
Maybe they're taking the in and out approach. Maybe they're saying we're going to do 5 things really well instead of 100 pretty okay things.
Yeah, that could be thing. We're going to make bacon and eggs. We're going to make shawarma. We're going to make these 5 good beers, and we're going to make pizza.
And we're going to be nice to you when you order a beer.
We're going
to, our place is going to be clean every time you come in.
That's the way to be, man. People tend to like spread themselves too fucking thin. Pizza Port's just like, we're going to have a solid little lineup that we're just going to knock out of the park. We're going to make some good pizza, and we're just going to make money. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to try to take over the fucking world. We're just going to do what we do. And some much needed love for Pizza Port. Alvarado Street, which I'm going to be going to the Alvarado Street in Carmel this weekend.
What?
Carmel by the sea.
Oh, what? Wow.
What, by the way, the little tangent here, non-beer tangent. Okay. What? Central California talk. What's going on with, who in the history of Carmel was like, at some point, it's this little town in Central Coast, that for those that aren't from California, or at least aren't from Central California, is a gorgeous little town on the Central Coast by Pebble Beach. Those that follow golfing know Pebble Beach. And it's a town called Carmel, which is very high-end name for a town.
They're already bougie sounding.
You're already bougie, by the way. And then at some point, somebody in the city was like, no, we're not just Carmel. We're Carmel by the sea.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, well, we already know we're on the ocean, dude. We're Carmel. Everyone, no, I know. We got to lay into that. We're Carmel by the sea. So that's like the name of the town. If you look it on the map, it's Carmel by the sea. What the fuck?
You weren't confused by that to begin with. So.
You're like, yeah, I guess they're like people are gonna think we make Carmel all day long.
Yeah.
Like, no, we're not the. No.
I could really use some sweet toffee. Yeah. Right now.
No, we don't.
We're gonna get some caramels.
We don't make caramels. We're Carmel by the sea. We have nothing to do with the candy.
Like you come have brunch here. Yeah. Come have brunch
you
with
have
us.
Brunch. You have brunch. You stay here. You walk along the beach, and that's it.
Yeah.
No caramels. You don't eat any candy.
You have fun. You check your dates, but you have fun.
Yeah. So I think there's Alvarado Street or whatever the other brewery is that's like Alvarado Street. Fieldwork. Yeah, Fieldwork. I think there's a Fieldwork. I don't know. But anyway, we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
We'll see. We'll see
how wandering. Yeah, we'll see. Clint Eastwood will kick my ass. That's Clint Eastwood's town, by the way. Don't fuck around. You don't fuck around.
Now you're in trouble.
That's Clint Eastwood's
town. Now you're in trouble. You're gonna get messed up.
Crispy cuts from Burning Bell Brewery. God dang it!
Wow,
I've had too many beers.
Too many
from
beers.
Burning Barrel Brewing Company, Crispy Cuts. That's a pilsner, an Italian pilsner, Nick.
Oh, really? Oh, really? So you think you know what you're doing now?
Yep. It's a very good pilsner, huh?
Yeah, bop-a-da-boopy.
The Spins from Ghost Town Brewing.
Oh, shit. Nobody wants that.
Whole Foods. Yeah, it is kind of like nobody wants the Spins, but it sounded cool. It sounds punk. It's a cool label.
Get the Spins, bro.
And Whole Foods, and here in Fresno anyway, they love mm-hmm. that Ghost Town brewery. That's their favorite fucking brewery. It's like a whole line of Ghost Town. I'm just like.
They went all in on that one.
Yeah, right? Whoever the Fresno buyer is. In the beer section, is like, I am all about Ghost Town. And they're fine.
You know this place needs more Ghost Town.
And it's fine. I don't think Ghost Town's a bad brewery, but also they're not that great either. Yeah. It's like they're not
Russian River.
It's very mediocre. It's very, very mediocre. Not bad. Ghost Town does fine. But I'm just like, give Ghost Town like two spots. Don't give them a whole fucking shelf.
Right.
But the Spins were cheap, and they're also double IPAs. So I'm like, yeah, all right. And it was okay. It was very Ghost Town. Also, I had Pacific Dopeness from Cellmaker, a Bay Area brewer Cellmaker. That was pretty good. It was not. That one also was not great. But one that is an all-time great, Alvarado Street's Mai Tai IPA, which is just, it is a top five all-time IPA, in my opinion. And I think that's it, yeah. Well, now we're back to last week's show, which is the Orange Glow from... Wazoo, and that's what's been the Cots and also the Gringan.
Cheers, 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 cheers. It's the end of the show. Cheers.
but I opened it up. The Fog Forecast Hazy IPA Slice Beer Company.
It is
Strata, Citra, and Simcoe, and of course, donated to the show by Wazoo. And that's what I'm enjoying now. After my more Lupulin than Lupulin double IPA. And everything's great. Give it some cheers, Nick.
Cheers to, I did see, I think we talked about it. I did see the Steven and the Gail.
Oh, the Zachs.
And the Kayleen.
Oh, triple
Zach.
Triple
Mall. Yeah, dang. They're doing well. They're alive.
Show celebs. They're doing all right.
Their beer future is untold at this point, but they are still around and hanging out.
But there is still possibly a beer future to be told from the Zachs.
Yeah, I don't know. It was kind of a head shake, you know, like a nod, wink, I'll see you.
They know you're going to report it on the Perfect Pour, so they can't talk to you about it.
Maybe that's what it was. Maybe.
Like this guy's media. You can't talk to him.
He's media. Don't tell him the secrets.
Mm-hmm. So, what's going on? You guys thinking about making some more beer, or what's going on? Like,
they're like,
like, nope. We're just making Lucky Charms IPA and kegging it for ourselves.
They're angling for a crushy next year.
They're like, we're just trying to focus on getting a crushy. I don't care a shit about a brewery. We're just trying to get a crushy. They got a home brewing category in the crushies. Because I'm getting in there.
I'm going to get in there. Mr. Beer Kit of the year.
Yeah. Oh, they got a Mr. Beer Kit crushy? That's what we're getting.
Yeah.
I'm going to.
World's best Mr. Beer Kit beer.
Yeah. Yeah, platinum. We're doing that.
All the extract you could handle.
Best extract beer. Ooh, do they have a category for that? They should.
GABF, Mr. Beer Keg to the challenge. Festival.
Like, let me make an extract beer that's unique. That, like, wow, how did he fucking do this? This is extract.
With Cryo Columbus? Is that what you
is that that's your secret. I'm like, I use Cryo Columbus. Oh, of course.
Stacking the books, man. Stacking the books.
We got to make a rule next time. No Cryo Columbus.
Why is DraftKings not a fantasy beer brewing league?
Nope. It is legal gambling of sports.
I know.
But you can't do it in California, which is good.
Could you imagine assembling your fantasy
DraftKings
brewery league?
Yeah, fantasy beer league. And go over under on how many kegs Sierra Nevada does in a month. I don't know.
Yeah, head brewer, marketing department.
Yeah. Cheers to DraftKings.
Cheers to Jake from State Farm. Saw him out in the wild over the weekend.
How's he doing?
He had his pup, Pupperoni. He looks good. He says he's doing well.
He had some issues with there was calls involved and stuff. There was issues.
Oh, wow. Okay. I did not see anything that. He didn't ask me to sign his cast.
He's good.
Yeah. Seems to be good. I did want to ask him if he's still homebrewing with.
Yeah. Because they made some good beers.
Yeah. Porch brewing.
Yeah. Porch. We were waiting for that. And that didn't materialize.
Justin and Jake. Saw them over the weekend. I saw them at Farmers Market Tuesday night.
All the heavy hitters from the Perfect Pour universe.
All the heavy hitters.
Did you see Scotty B?
I have not seen Scotty B in person in quite a while.
The last time I saw him was the final days of Zach's Brewing.
Yeah.
Scotty B. Scotty B's quiet now. Mm-hmm. I think he listens. Sad. Mm.
Oh, and cheers to the Mr. and Mrs. Single Cam. They got to come to California. Yes. And have a good time.
Yeah,
we were hoping to get it, but it did not happen.
Yeah.
Because of distance. Even though they're closer than they've ever been.
Right.
But not close enough.
Yeah, we kind of talked about this on the tailgate last week, but like people like from California are like, "Oh, like we're going to take a trip to LA or we're going to take a trip to the Bay Area. We'll see you guys." And don't understand how big California is or how up and down. Like, we're not wide, but we're very, like, from San Diego up to freaking Eugene or whatever. Like, that's a lot. So when you think of, like, oh, I'm going to go to San Francisco, I'll check out Fresno. Like, we're 3 hours down a shitty highway to get to us. So it's not like... it's not fun. It's not fun. Like I love Fresno till the day I die, and I'll be a proponent of it till the day I die. But like, the valley is for valley people. There's not us here in the valley. I love it and I dig it. But like, other people don't understand it. And I understand that. So I'm just like yeah, you're gonna come visit the Bay Area, but we're not the Bay Area.
Right.
And it's not like, you know, if I go to freaking Delaware, I can see everything in Delaware in a day. Like, you're not going to go to California and be like, oh, I'll jam down the Fresno. Nah, it's a thing. We're spread out, bro. So they did well. The Cams did well with their beer trip. Watching them on Untap, they hit all the lights.
Everything you should hit while you're out here.
They hit the Russian River, the Hen House, the Napa with all the beer in the Napa, the Bay Area. That was a good. They did good. But you want to come to Fresno? We're here.
Yeah.
We're here. We're kicking ass. But
there's not nothing to do, but it's pretty low.
It's not nothing.
The bar is low.
But it's like we're a small city, and you can do everything in Fresno you can do in any other small city.
That's true.
And so there's that. And then also, if you would like to see a national park, we have 3 of them you can go run up and see. So we have that. But like, you know, if you're going to the Bay Area, I'm like, oh, I'm going to jam that Fresno. It's a trek. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Any more cheers?
That's my cheers.
All right. Cheers also to the Golden Gods. We haven't talked about them enough. Cheers to the Golden Gods for donating money to the show every month. We could, at any point, we can get a rolling, meat
ready.
Roller. Yep. We have the budget
poised
for now.
And ready.
Thanks to the Golden Gods, we can basically purchase whatever normal podcaster thing item you'd want, like a meat rolling apparatus.
Yeah.
A beer fridge, whatever. We can do it. Thanks to the Golden Gods.
We can do it. That's right.
And as you said to Bree and Single Cam for coming to California and having a great old anniversary trip. Everyone, all the Golden Gods and everyone that shares the show, talks about the show. Big cheers. Mm-hmm. To those people. And a drain pour.
Oh.
That you won't understand as Nick, but drain pour to the Phoenix Suns every person involved with the organization, every single player, every single coach with the Phoenix Suns, big fucking drain pour. You guys you guys smelled your own farts and thought all your farts smelled great. And you ate shit and lost to the Dallas Mavericks because you guys, because your fucking ego. So fuck you, you motherfuckers. All these people don't understand, the non-sports people that don't follow a team all their lives don't understand.
Right.
Like, I'm a fan. All of my sports teams I've been a fan of for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
Currently, all the people involved in the team, whatever team that is, whether it's the Phoenix Suns, LA Rams, Oakland A's, or Vancouver Canucks, I've been following this team long before anybody that's in that organization on those teams have been on those teams. So, like, nice. I'm more of an authority than those people are.
You should listen to me.
Yeah. So all those Phoenix Suns right now that just completely ate fucking dog shit in the playoffs. Fuck you. Drain pour. Eat shit. You big ego motherfuckers. They came into the playoffs like, we're the shit. We're going to beat everybody.
Oh, no.
And they ate like the greatest loss in sports history was the Phoenix Suns losing to the Dallas Mavericks in Game 7. It was the most embarrassing loss in sports history, and my team was a part of it, of course.
So that's got
to
hurt.
Drain poured to every member of the Phoenix Suns that don't appreciate every member. Well, if there's one of them that says, like, yeah, we were horrible and we deserve this loss, then that guy's cool. Anybody else? All right. Fuck them.
So you can do a little profiling before you move forward.
Yep. Thanks for listening to The Perfect Pour.
Yes.
Have a great week.
Of course.
But be safe.
Don't forget to grab your diploma.
Well, wait, what?
Yeah.
Don't.
It's graduation week.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Congratulations on, if you're a high school graduate right now,
that's, and listening to this podcast.
Big, we're big in high schools. High schools love the Perfect Pour. Oh, yeah. Big numbers. We pulled big numbers in high school.
Finland's number one high school.
Yes. Hey, congrats. No, I really am talking to the parents. Like, getting your kid through, just getting him to high school and finishing that, that's a huge accomplishment. So, congratulations to all the parents getting their kids through those 12, 13 years of schooling. That is not an easy accomplishment, and I'm still in the middle of it, so I can appreciate it now even. So big cheers to all screw the kids.
Yeah.
All the parents that God pushed them, get them.
Cheers to the parents.
Cheers to the parents.
That makes sense.
But, you know what?
Yes.
Even being a parent, you still gotta
check.
Check. Your
check.
Dates.